Nice to see everybody here today. So I'm going to be talking about multiple risky health behaviors among child abuse survivors. I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Tammy Tam as a statistician and Nina Mulia. So some background on this subject. Multiple risky health behaviors include, for the purposes of this talk, people define it differently, current heavy drinking, tobacco or illicit drug use in the past year, sedentary lifestyle, and obesity. These five modifiable risk factors contribute to serious health conditions such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes. They're associated with high disease and cost burden and decreased work productivity. Multiple risky health behaviors can have synergistic health damaging effects, yet one study reports that over 50% of our population engage in two or more risky health behaviors. That's actually in a younger population. So this talk is going to focus on child abuse as a risk factor for this pattern of health behaviors. Child physical and sexual abuse is prevalent, almost 29% of our population, and is a risk factor for each of the five individual health behaviors I'm going to talk about today. Few studies have described multiple risky health behaviors in this population. Health problems are common among those reporting child abuse, and it may be that individual and multiple risky health behaviors are playing an important role in the development of later health problems that are so widely documented in the literature. Increased rates of depression among child abuse survivors may also be playing a role in increasing risky health behavior. So with that background, we have two primary research questions that I'm going to tackle today. One is each individual risky health behavior and are multiple risky health behaviors more common among men and women reporting child abuse? And do these relationships persist in multivariate models, logistic regression models? And finally, is that relationship significantly stronger in the presence of depression? In other words, is there an interaction? So the data for this project was taken from a national household survey of adults age 18 and over. I combined two data sets. That was collected in 2005 with a national alcohol survey with almost 7,000 people, and another data set collected in 2010, again, national alcohol survey and almost 8,000 people for a total of just under 15,000. These are cross-sectional surveys using random digit dials with oversamples of Black and Hispanic populations. The response rate is in the mid 50 percentile, and we use computer-assisted telephone interviews conducted in English or Spanish. It took approximately half an hour to 45 minutes. So the key outcomes that we're looking at are health behaviors in the past year. We're looking at heavy drinking, that's five or more drinks in a setting on a monthly basis, current smoking, weekly illicit drug use in the past year, and sedentary lifestyle, that's low or no exercise versus moderate or high using international physical activities questionnaire criteria, and obesity, it's overweight, it's over 25 kilograms per meter square. And finally, we looked at multiple risky health behaviors. They range from 0 to 5, and I categorized them as 2 or more. I just want to say that when I came here today, I was on the BART train with several thousand Giants fans, and I had a wonderful example of multiple risky health behaviors right there in front of me. I was the only one not dressed in orange and black on the entire train, I'm certain. So the next slide is key predictors. So the primary predictor that I'm looking at in this is child abuse, yes, no, and type of child abuse I'm looking at, no, physical child abuse only, or sexual child abuse, and that's with or without physical abuse. These are mutually exclusive categories. To measure physical abuse, I use the conflict tactic scale. We captured both moderate and severe physical abuse. It's behaviorally specific. And to measure child sexual abuse, we use Susan Sorensen's measure that was used in the epidemiologic catchment area study. And again, it was behaviorally specific. So our sample characteristics, 21% were age 18 to 29 and 40% in the other categories, roughly equal male and female, and ethnicity 70% white. These percents actually represent the weighted data. All of our data has been weighted to represent the national population. So we, in fact, had a much bigger Black and Hispanic sample. And about 60% are married or living as married. So for risky health behaviors, 23% of our sample reported no risky health behaviors. 42% reported one. They're here at the public health conference, probably. 25% reported two. 8% reported three risky health behaviors. 2% reported four, and 0.2% reported all five risky health behaviors. So for two or more, that's 35% of the sample. Physical abuse was reported by 19% of our population, and 10% reported sexual abuse. So what's the prevalence of each individual risky health behavior by child abuse status? So people with a history of child abuse were more likely to engage in heavy drinking. The odds ratio is 1.8. They were more likely to engage in current smoking. The odds ratio is 1.9. They were more likely to engage in weekly drug use. The odds ratio is 2.4. They were not different in terms of sedentary lifestyle. Again, that's a very prevalent health problem. And they were more likely to be overweight with an odds ratio of 1.3. I also looked at joint drinking and current smoking, and that was people who engaged in both of those behaviors were 2 times more likely to have a child abuse history. Just going to skip this one. Extremes of exercise were also more common in people with child abuse, so they are more likely to engage in vigorous exercise or no exercise. And for women, that those differentials were much more pronounced. So now looking at multiple risky health behaviors, child sexual abuse is associated with the most numbers of risky health behaviors. So you see under the 0 and 1, here the no abuse group had the highest rates of 0 or 1 risky health behavior. But when you get to 2, 3, 4, and 5, both physical and sexual abuse predicted it with a gradient, and sexual abuse being the most, the highest risk. Next, we did multivariate logistic regression and predicting two or more risky health behaviors. It's worth noting that I also did it with three or more, same kind of results. So physical abuse predicted 2+ risky health behaviors, and sexual abuse also predicted with an odds ratio of 2. Controlling for age, young age is a risk factor for multiple risky behaviors. Being Hispanic is protective, and being male is a risk factor. The next model is identical to the one that I just showed, but I added depression into that model. And in this case, depression was a significant predictor for two or more risky health behaviors, but child abuse still remained a strong predictor. And then in the last model, we looked at the interaction. So in this case, people with a history of child abuse and depression were 3 times more likely to engage in 2+ risky health behaviors compared to people with child abuse without depression. So in conclusion, individual risky health behaviors, especially substance use, are more common in those reporting child abuse. Non-normal weight and extremes of exercise were also more common, particularly in women. Multiple risky health behavior is more common among those reporting child abuse as well, even controlling for other predictors, such as age and other demographic ones. And sexual abuse survivors reported the most risky health behaviors. Both physical and sexual abuse are associated with higher risk for 2+ risky health behaviors in multivariate analysis. And finally, depression moderates the effect of child abuse, meaning that those with child abuse and depression are 3 times more likely to report multiple risky health behaviors. So that's it.